flag stand, I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle fly high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 28th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to talk about local community politics. Of course, everybody's focused on the president's race at the top, then the U.S. Senate race between Slotkin and Rogers. But there's a lot of races happening at the local county level that you need to be aware of. County sheriffs, county clerks, county board of commissioners, school board races. Now, one race that's shaping up to be very interesting is retired school teachers. Some of them from the Onaway Public School District, putting together a Up North advocacy group. Well, exactly who are these people? Is there any funding behind them? If so, where's the funding coming from? One of the things you have to understand is that there are campaign finance laws that have to be followed. Now, individual candidates, if they personally accept money for races, they have to fill out a campaign finance report if they spend more than $1,000 in their campaign. If you're not going to spend more than $1,000, you don't have to file. You get a campaign filing exemption. Local county parties can finance candidates they choose to support. Campaign finance reports for the individual candidates is not required. They didn't give the money directly to the candidates. They spent the money on signs, cards, information to give out to the public, came directly from the party, and it says so right on all of the information, whether it's a slate card, a business card basically that lists their endorsed supported candidates, yard signs, large main road signs, it's clearly defined on there as to who paid for it. Who's paying for this Up North advocacy group? Are they going to put out signs? Are they going to pass out cards or door knockers or whatever? If they are, they better put a disclaimer on there because they could be facing major election law violations if they don't. You see, one thing you have to understand, if you're going to get into the game of politics, you got to know how politics works. Now, these people claim that the Presque County Republican Committee should not have gotten involved in the school board race because it's supposed to be nonpartisan. Well, the candidates don't have to declare Republican or Democrat status. They are nonpartisan. They're nonpartisan candidates. But that doesn't stop a political party from engaging. Now, if this UP advocacy group wants to get funding from the Presque County Democrat Party, go ahead and do it. There's only one problem. There isn't any Presque County Democrat Party, to my knowledge. Republicans are organized, Democrats are not. We'll keep you informed as to how this race proceeds. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams 10. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number three. Well, in addition to the Onaway Public School District's race in Presque County, they have new Board of Commissioners coming. Bob Britsky and Joe Libby will be joining Cliff Tellini to be the conservative majority. They will also be picking up another seat District 5, where Robert Crook will defeat John Chapa. Chapa is going to be defeated hugely in the presidential November 5th election. The other major election coming up in Presque Isle County is the county clerk's race. Darren Darga will defeat the longtime incumbent Anne Marie. She will be gone starting in January. They will have a completely Republican board and administrative building there in Roger City. Why? How is this happening? Well, when you have a very well-organized ability to raise money, Republican Party, under Bob Bretsky's chairmanship, Monica and others that have put together a strong party, they raise the money to fund and finance support of candidates in their county. That is the function of a county party. You don't need to rely on the state of Michigan, Michigan Republican Party. You don't have to rely on Washington. You don't have to rely on anybody. You do it yourself. And here is the main point to all of this. The Democrats not being organized, not raising the money. Well, maybe they'll try to do it with private funding. There's only one problem. Depending on how they do it, they could be violating election laws. You think we're going to be watching this race? Absolutely. If they decide to put up signs, if they start to distribute literature in any way, shape, or form, we will be getting a hold of it, we will be taking pictures, and we will be prepared to file complaints if they violate the election laws. Some people say these are retired school teachers from the Onaway District. Many of them don't even live in the district. So, just put you on constructive notice, this is a race we'll be watching. But if you're in a county outside of Presque Isle, you need to look and follow and see what they did and how they grew the party, raised the money, holding the events, doing what they did. You need to duplicate exactly what they did in your county. Whether it be Sheboygan, whether it be Emmett, Mackinac, Chippewa, it doesn't matter. This model works. And if you want to support your county commissioners, you want to support your sheriff, your clerk, your school boards, this is the way you do it. And again, it doesn't matter whether or not the races themselves are partisan or nonpartisan. You as a party can support whoever you want to support. And the fact is the matter that this is absolutely a strategy, a plan that's been in place and been working on it for the last few years. Now let's see how well it comes together. We'll determine the outcome of the upcoming election, and let's see how it goes. Let's see which side wins. And then you can decide for yourself whether or not it's something you want to implement in your county. Because one of the other things you have to look at here, folks, is very simple. What goes on in your community affects you the most. Oh, of course, they can pass laws in Lansing, in the House, in the Senate, controlled by the Democrats, signed into law by Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which impacts your lives. But those laws have consequences. They have potential to be taken to court to determine whether they're constitutional or not. What happens in your local school board, what happens in your own county commissioner's race, your own county clerk race, that affects leadership in your community. And that's what you need to focus on. Oh, I'm not saying don't put out a Trump Vance sign. I'm not saying not to get involved in getting those signs out there in people's yards. But what I'm saying is you need to focus on your local races. You need to knock on doors. You need to talk to people. Engage them. Inform them who is the best candidates that you feel need to be elected in your community. As a result, people, if you spend time with them at the door and they listen to you and they engage with you, usually they'll vote for the people you recommend. Why? Because you took the time to stop and talk to them. Exactly what we did in Vicky's race for county clerk. Knocked on doors, talked to people, educated them, asked them if they wanted a yard sign. Absolutely. Had support all across the county. A lot of work? Yes. Results? Victory. It's that simple. If you don't want to knock on doors, if you don't want to talk to people, if you don't want to engage them, then likely may not get elected. Not able to make changes in your community. And then lastly, why be involved at all if you're not in it to win? That's the question you have to ask yourself. All the aggravation of running for office, the attacks, the absolute lies that people will spread about you, is it worth it? Well, in the end, if you're victorious and you're able to make real changes and improve your community, yes. But if you're going to get in office and then not do anything with it, then why do it at all? Why subject yourself to that type of abuse, time commitment, away from your job, your business, your family, when you're trying to do what's right for the community? That's the most important part. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, I'm upset, I'm disappointed my candidate didn't win. That's part of the game. Too bad, so sad, time to unite, time to vote straight Republican, straight Democrat, whatever you are, vote accordingly, and let's see who wins. And one of the things I think is really important that people need to understand, the process. The process that we are going through here over the next basically 60-some days is going to be absolutely critical to the future as to what we do going forward. This show, this radio family, and your involvement in your community. To my knowledge, no other show talks about these issues, talks about state conventions, talks about running for a precinct delegate, talks about running for office, discusses political strategy, organizes, puts groups together. It's what we do. The other side doesn't like it. Again, too bad. Change the channel. But you see, they're addicted. They can't change the channel. They have to know what we're up to. They have to know what the plan is. They have to understand the strategy. I have no problem sharing it because you know why? When you tell them what you're going to do and then you do it and you accomplish your goals, then they start to understand we're fighting back. For too long, we've been the silent majority. I believe most people in Presque County, Emmett County, Sheboygan, Mackinac, Chippewa, our listening area, Otsego, they agree with us. But you see, they've never really wanted to talk about politics. They've never really wanted to talk about religion. They've never really wanted to talk about families and family values. Why? Because it's controversial. Well, guess what? It's only controversial if you don't agree with the other side. I believe the majority of the people agree with us. That's why the radio station is growing. That's why the show's audience is growing. That's why many of you are getting these cards from us, these rear window stickers, these business cards, telling people to listen. And the fact of the matter that they don't like us proves that we are exactly on target, doing exactly what we're supposed to do. The fact that they're trying to organize these advocacy groups, when really they are pushing an agenda that we are opposed to, and they don't like it. So they might be putting on forums or events, knowing full well our people aren't going to show up. You can all of you speak amongst yourselves. You can talk to each other. You can rile each other up. We'll be out knocking on doors, talking to the voters. Not going to waste our time or subject ourselves to your forum. Who's moderating this? Are they willing to allow me to be part of this event? Are they willing to allow me to be one of the moderators? Fair and balanced. It's being held in a public school. It's being held in taxpayer-funded buildings. First of all, is that even legal? Is it even possible? So we'll find out. We'll let you know. But you have got to make a decision right now about the future of your community, your county party. You need to start thinking about new leadership. If you don't like the direction the county party's going, you need to change it. You need to organize your precinct delegates, because there will be a convention coming up very soon after the November 5th general election. All 83 county parties, Republican and Democrats, have to elect new leadership. If you like the direction your county party's doing, running, performing, like Presqu'ile, for example, well, then you keep your leadership. If you don't like the direction it's going, perhaps Emmett County, well, maybe you patriots need to organize and get some people to run for leadership positions and take the county party over. Hold your elected officials accountable. All of this is part of the discussion, folks. So you need to decide if you're willing to be engaged. Many of you ran, many of you lost. We grieve that loss with you. But we continue to fight the fight. And that's what the other side does not like. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.